The NPP has called on President John Atta Mills to remove the Deputy Minister of the Interior, Kobi Echampong, from his post for his alleged insulting behavior. The party in a statement said, Mr. Echampong's insulting language and arrogance do not befit the high position of Deputy Minister, describing him as a disgrace to the country's governance system. The NPP's Director of Communications, Nana Komia, told Radio Ghana that if President Mills refuses to adhere to the NPP's call, then it presupposes that the campaign promises that his rule will be devoid of the politics of insults has been derailed. He spoke to Rita Mpabing.
The president himself has said to us in the past few weeks that we should have decency in our political discourse, that the politics of insult is becoming too much. He said so just on the 6 month speech and also in the sessional address. And then you have his whole appointee, a deputy minister, going to Kumasi to meet with him and completely unprovoked, launching swords on the person of the flag bearer of the NPP, describing him as an untidy person and as somebody who is a fruitcake, which means mad, totally unprovoked. And we're saying that the president should make an example of him if we are to believe the president call that our policy should be different and should be devoid of insult and personal attack.
You have cited numerous instances where Kobi Echampong insulted other personalities of your party and some other areas. But can you tell me on what basis will he cast insults on his opponents?
He has no basis at all to cast any insults on anybody. The insults on the Kumasi cities and citizens who live in the countryside, the rural area. What was the cause for it? Did they have any matter with him? If he had a matter with the general secretary of the NPP, why was he roping in everybody who lived in Kumasi and everybody who lived in the countryside, describing them as people who are not enlightened? If you also remember, this same Mr. Champ, even before he became a minister of state, was sacked from his job because his behavior was seen as so insulting and a disgrace to the who where he taught. And so he was sacked. That's on record. So you could see a pattern. Now, when the president has come out to call on all of us to be decent, and Kobi Echampong then goes on to attack Nana Akufo-Addo in those terms, if the indirect contravention to the president's advice, you see, if no action is taken against him, then nobody will regard the president's advice. And
that was NPP's Director of Communications, Nana Komia, talking to Rita Mpabing.